Riley here, Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Happy Cinco de Mayo. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden mocks the MAGA crowd. 9 in 10 voters are gravely concerned about the country's future. The CDC asks Americans to wear face masks again when traveling. Homicides in Los Angeles heading to a record high. Also ahead, late night TV is no longer funny. But first, the president attacking the Make America Great Again movement. Mr. Biden calling Donald Trump supporters, quote, the most extreme political organization in recent American history, unquote. Candidates endorsed by Trump won Republican primaries in Ohio and Indiana Tuesday night. Biden telling reporters the MAGA crew will soon target gay rights if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade. A survey from Fox News finds 87% of voters are extremely worried about the future of America. Biggest issues facing the nation include inflation, immigration, crime, the economy. Just 28% think President Biden is doing enough to fight inflation. The average household now spends $500 more a month to cope with higher costs. That's $6,000 a year slashed from the family budget. The CDC urging all Americans over the age of 2 to wear a face mask when traveling. Health officials say the new COVID subvariants could cause a spike in cases during the busy summer months. The mask mandate on airplanes was blocked by a federal judge in April, you'll remember. Also, the FDA now asking everyone over 18 to get a booster. The group also recommends a fourth injection for senior citizens. Murders in L.A. rising. The City of Angels reporting 125 homicides through April, up 13% compared to last year. The LAPD believes that figure could rise another 40% by August. 4 in 10 Angelenos say they feel unsafe in their own neighborhoods. City has the highest homeless population in the country. 80,000 people sleep on the streets of L.A. every night. In a moment, late night television. What is going on? We'll be right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Not so long ago, Jay Leno and David Letterman brought big audiences to their late-night TV shows. Of course, Johnny Carson remains the late-night champ. Well, now, ratings after 11 o'clock at night are collapsing, largely because of politics. Here's Stephen Colbert.
Well, you know what we're going to be talking about tonight, so strap in. I wanted to begin tonight's show talking about the Met Gala. Hey, you know, did you have a good time last night?
It was fun, man.
Amazing time. I want to talk about their theme of, like, you know, glamour in the Gilded Age. Instead, I've got to talk about another group of out-of-touch people in crazy outfits pretending that it's 1895, the Supreme Court.
Mr. Colbert on CBS is, of course, an ardent leftist. Note the word ardent. So conservative people don't watch him. Last month, Colbert averaged about 2 million viewers totally, and in the 25 to 54 demographic, just 400,000. Other late night hosts in April, Kimmel, 1.3 million, Fallon, 1.1 million. Those are disasters. In fact, Greg Gutfeld on Fox beats all the network late night guys. By comparison, in April 2015, David Letterman averaged 3.8 million total viewers, 950,000 in the 25-54 age group. So Colbert has lost about half of Dave's audience. By the way, here's Johnny Carson's rating. Average evening viewership for Carson, April 1992, 9 million. So you can see there's a collapse, and the big reason for it is that the late night TV programs are political. They're left. They're all leftists. So they're seeding about half the country who go, I'm not going to watch this. There's no balance. Johnny Carson was a liberal man, but you would have never known it. He was basically an entertainer, did a funny monologue, interviewed guests, and it was a fun show. Now, late night TV is simply not funny. So why are we watching it? We're not. It's collapsing. And the same thing is happening in the morning for the morning network shows. They're all left. So conservative Americans, again, about 50% of the population is traditional or conservative. They don't watch. And so the audiences are falling drastically. It is a cultural shift. Now, the left wing loves this because they get their message out in the entertainment forums. So, if you do watch late night TV, you are inundated with liberal support. Same thing in the morning. And conservatives are seething because of that. Very interesting. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I also hope you consider my new book, Killing the Killers, out this week. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The radical left suffered a collective meltdown in recent days after Elon Musk bought Twitter for $43 billion. Now, that story has been kind of wiped out by the abortion controversy, but Musk is now one of the most powerful people on the planet. Here is his story. Elon Musk, born on June 28, 1971, Pretoria, South Africa, to a South African father and a Canadian-born mother. By the age of 10, Elon was obsessed with technology. At 12, he began developing video games. At age 17, in 1988, Elon Musk moved to Canada because he was unwilling to serve in the South African armed forces. Elon then came to the USA, studied at the University of Pennsylvania, then Stanford, out in California. In his mid-20s, Musk developed software that created online maps for drivers. He sold that company for $300 million. Wow. But then he founded an online transaction platform called PayPal. That service was purchased by eBay for $1.5 billion. Musk then began focusing on space and automobiles. In 2004, he founded Tesla, the most successful electric vehicle company in history. Elon joined Twitter in 2009 and quickly gained 85 million followers. That's more than I have. He became a vocal critic of the platform's policies limiting free speech after Twitter censored major stories like the Hunter Biden laptop situation. Musk bought Twitter at $54 per share, and as I said, that totaled $43 billion. Shortly after that, the businessman vowed to improve the platform by, quote, enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust and authenticating all humans. Yay! Today, the 50-year-old is the richest man in the world, total net worth $265 billion. That's staggering. And here's something else you might not know. While Musk is not launching rockets or buying Twitter, he is watching James Bond. The richest man on the planet is a big fan of the British spy. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.